like I told Rob, I've been in football for 22 years of my life, and during college I studied finance. I've got this family and I've got friends and business and all that. I just got offered a job, a great job out of college. And they said, hey, we're going to pay you this. And I said, sounds good. And I signed up, and it ended up lasting about 3 years. Yeah. Took me out to Los Angeles. But you ask my family or my friends, I mean, my life has been faith, family, football. Period.
I'm going to leave this job, and how'd you justify that? Because I'm sure you took a pay cut.
Right. On paper, it was insane. But, you know, like, you got to take your life and just this opportunity of your life seriously, and I do. And, I mean, you got to do what you want to do. You guys are all in media. You got to be out of your mind. You know what I mean? And I'm kidding, but you know what I mean? Like, you gotta, it's not easy, you know, and you all know that. But there's something about being in a really competitive business that, I mean, brings out the best in you. And, yeah, this was it for me, football.
Can you talk about the confidence Mike has shown in young coaches? And that's happened before here, where he's given new young coaches a chance to grow for a couple of years and then reward them with a promotion.
Right. How you doing, man? Okay, first of all, Coach McCarthy, you hear that comment often. You know, he has confidence in young coaches. The other side of that, though, is he is very deliberate about developing his coaches. And, you know, he's one of the best leaders I've been around, period. And, you know, when you work for him, you're going to learn from him. He's going to push you. You know, he's going to challenge you every day. And it brings out the best in you. And so, you know, I'm just humbled and fortunate and, you know, that I've been able to be around him and learn from him. And because of that process, he gets you ready, you know, where you're chomping at the bit. And I mean, I can't wait. Blair, you know that.
Well, Dave, I wanted to ask you, like, a new title, but you have really been assisting with the offensive line. Like, you've spent a ton of time with those guys. Is that kind of a nice situation to be in? And you've been part of that room. You've been part of that group. Is that kind of nice coming in now with the official title?
Yes. I don't know. I don't even know how it's going to feel. I mean, to me, the funniest part about it is I told Coach, I'm like, this is great, you know, but I'm not changing anything I'm doing. And, but yeah, any time somebody makes it official, you know, it's like when the girl finally says, okay, now, you know, you can be my boyfriend or whatever. Like, yeah, I suppose that feels a little better. So, it'll be good. It feels good.
You come into a situation and be working with, good guys, good players. Is that the way you look at it?
Absolutely. They're, they're intelligent. James has had he's got such a great relationship. Think about all that he's been through with them. So for someone like me, you can imagine it's an easier transition because of the work he's done for so long with this unit. And then on top of it, you've got very intelligent players who are passionate. They have big personalities. I mean, they're athletic. They're physical, so it's an exciting group to work with, and I'm looking forward to continue to do that.